Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, last night, President Trump addressed the nation in a forceful and, as the Washington Post says this morning, Alan, fact-challenged television plea to the nation for his long-promised border wall. He portrayed the undocumented immigrants as murderers, rapists, drug smugglers. In a dark Oval Office address, Democrats said he was stoking fear and governing by temper tantrum. Meanwhile, the government remains partially shut down for the 18th day.
Well, look, this is very bad. I heard one quote from John Kennedy before he was president says, the worst thing you can do is box somebody into a corner that they can't get out of. And I think that's what's happened to this president. He can't get out of it. But of course, you never know with this guy. Look, yesterday was a terrible day for the president. You had famous Russian lawyer being indicted in the Southern District Court, which is going to put even more pressure on them. You had the Manafort lawyers messing up and letting people know what was really going on, giving away all kinds of secrets as to what the Mueller investigation was after and what they were finding. So you have a bad day for Trump, and then he goes on and he stokes up the base the way that he always does. Yes, he prevaricates. Yes, he lies and says things that either aren't true or almost aren't true. So what he's done is to try to inflame the base, as people like the ex-head of the Ku Klux Klan said, build a wall. That's the way to keep them out. And we all know who them is. So it's a very discouraging time in the United States. First of all, our friends and people who work for the federal government and all those people who are dependent on the federal government are messed up now. And you hear people literally crying into the television talking about how they can't pay their kids' tuition bills, they can't pay their mortgage, saying they just don't know what they're going to do. And here's this president who says, these people are on my side. It's really unbelievable. Whoever thunk that we would be into a position with a person like this leading this country? It is so alarming.
And on top of that, the Times is reporting that the president very directly said before giving the address that he didn't want to be doing it, and that basically his media folks like Sarah Huckabee Sanders were saying he should be doing it.
Well, sure. It's almost word-defying, and that's unusual for me, that a guy would say, as we have said so many times, up is down, and down is up, and in is out, I didn't want to do this. I'm not responsible. My staff is responsible for making me give this address. His attempts, as always, to have it both ways are extraordinary. And you say, you know, past generations have gone through this kind of thing also. They got through it, and it is my hope that we will get through it if we have courage. But we really have to keep our eyes open. It is such a dangerous time.
You know, Alan, you referenced being boxed in for the president and the issue of the Mueller investigation. Is there any pressure now on Mueller to get this investigation wrapped up, to pop this balloon?
Hey, David, I wouldn't want to be Mueller. I have immense respect for the guy. He has kept his head down. He has done his job. It is fascinating to me that so much that could be done by Mueller is now coming out of the Southern District and Department of Justice, and I suspect part of that may well be a well-thought-out strategy, which is if they do something to this office, they'll always be that. So now you have investigations going on in New York, and as you know, we have a federalist system, meaning separation between state and the federal government. You have investigations going on there. If New York State convicts somebody, pardons can't be happening. It is a terrifying time for so many Americans.
Well, you referenced New York. Let's go to New York City, where Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to spend $100 million on care for undocumented immigrants and other New Yorkers who cannot qualify for insurance.
Well, you know, New Yorkers are a great bunch of people. And if anywhere in this country, there's going to be a sympathy for people who cannot get health insurance, this is the place. He wants to spend $100 million. Look, one way or another, people will be served. People will go into emergency rooms. Hill Burton says you can't turn them away. It is probable that the $100 million would be paid one way or the other. Makes great sense to me.
Finally, Alan, what about Governor Andrew Cuomo and the kerfuffle over the L train?
Well, look, we had Superstorm Sandy. The seawater came into that L train tunnel. It weakened it. The question is, do we rebuild it? How many New Yorkers will be totally inconvenienced and chaos resulting? he knew there was tremendous pressure on him. I asked him that question on the air a couple of weeks ago. So along come some what we used to call junior geniuses from Columbia, the college, not the country, and they find that there's another way to do it. You can close the tunnel at night and repair it then and keep it open during the day. In the meantime, there are people who are saying, hey, I'm an engineer. This isn't going to work. And you have some of the officials in the transit authority saying, hey, if this fails, it's my fault. It's not the governor's. Pretty convenient, huh?